This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. The University of Georgia dominates the small city of Athens, Georgia. Before you even get to the campus, you're greeted by the bright red of the UGA Bulldogs everywhere you turn. And when we were there, fresh-faced, bright-eyed pledges roam the streets in their suits and dresses. It's clear Athens is a college town and that Athens is a sports town. But Athens is also a music town. And inside the imposing Tate Student Center on UGA's grounds, tucked behind a long Starbucks line, is a radio station with a long legacy of getting the music made in Athens out to the wider world. The UGA student-run WUOG 90.5 first signed on in 1972, and in 1980, they were the first radio station to ever broadcast what would become Athens' biggest band, REM. Now these days, WUOG, also known as WUOG, is still searching out and playing the best new music Athens has to offer. We visited to find out what they're playing and were greeted by a group of students who work there.
Hi, I'm Laura Duncan. I'm the programming director here at WUOG.
Hi, I'm Joe Robinson, and I'm the publications director for WUOG.
Hi, I'm Wyatt Ellingson. I'm a DJ here at the station.
Hi, I'm Jake Martinez, and I'm the training director here at WUOG.
Hi, I'm Garrett Hutter, and I'm the internal affairs director here at WUOG.
So what are you guys doing right now?
Loitering for the most part.
Yeah. Studying, doing work.
Yeah. People usually just hang out in here and like do homework, chit-chat, wait for their shows, listen to other people's shows.
And it's like a nice in-between classes. Like, it's a nice, what's it called?
Chill down.
I was going to say, yeah. I was thinking limbo, and then I was like, maybe purgatory.
WUOG is a fun, welcoming place to chill. But there are rules. Program director Laura Duncan explains that the station has a very clear directive for what goes on the air. They call it their philosophy.
Philosophy is basically the way we're an alternative radio station, so we want to keep everything as small as we can and highlight smaller artists. So philosophy is an artist can't have had a song in the Hot 100 in the last 20 years or an album in the top 20 of the Billboard 200 ever. So that takes out like Fleetwood Mac, even though they're older since they are in that top 20, we can't play them.
But there are exceptions to philosophy. I ask about a show on their schedule called Soft, Scaly, Underbelly.
Every week I have a guest DJ come in and they can play any of their out of philosophy favorites. So it's our soft, scaly underbelly, like a dragon. It's where like our soft spot is. Our weak spot. So you can play anything out of philosophy. So that's where you can play your bigger artists, like if you wanted to play a Taylor Swift song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or if you want to play, I'm trying to think.
Harry Styles,
Pink Floyd.
Anything.
Grateful Dead, something like that.
The Beatles. I think I had my first interaction with WUOG was actually a soft, scaly underbelly shift. I have a friend that's 2 years older than me that came here. She's graduated, but she was a DJ and she told me to tune in. Crazy to think, I was just like, I'm gonna tune into her shift, and now I'm like being interviewed by NPR. Who'd have thunk?
That's WUOG music director Elizabeth Kim. Today, Elizabeth and the station's other music director, Mal Holmes, are picking some songs for us. We settle into one of their studios to talk about the tracks, but first, Mal shares how she got involved with the station.
Like freshman year, then, you know, like the engagement fairs that happen in college. So, like, I found WUOG and I was like, this is cool. So I first wanted to become a DJ, so I became a DJ. Now I get to be a cool music director.
Mm-hmm. You know, what made working for a radio station seem cool? If we hear all the time, oh, young people aren't listening to the radio, mm-hmm. they're only streaming. Why was this something you wanted to do?
Do you or me?
You can go first.
Okay, so, well, I'll preface with first, I've always known, like, I want to be in entertainment. I'm an entertainment major, so career-wise, I want to be a music supervisor. So, like, this was just perfect for me. I didn't really know. All I saw was one of our other exec members, Rissa. I just saw a girl with green hair. She was like, you're cool, and just pulled me along.
We profile people sometimes.
She just pulled me along. She was like, hey, are you into music? And I'm like, yeah. So, I mean, I just came, and it looked really cool. And I guess the thing with, like, streaming music, like listening to Spotify all the time, it's more so the fact of I get the influence of putting people onto what I like. And I mean, now my taste is a lot more niche, but my freshman year, I've already felt like, yeah, I have like some deep cuts. I have cool bands people have never heard of. I know Quarters of Change. Hey, I had some good cuts.
No, I know. I agree. It's just like you come in here and you're like, who?
Exactly. Who? That's exactly
like,
how I felt.
Like people saying band after band after band, and you're just like,
who?
Who are you talking?
Just go straight over the dome.
Who are we talking about?
So I feel like now my taste is so much more niche. But then I was thinking, I can influence people. I can learn more music, and I can interact with cool people who like what I like. And so, yeah, and so that's just like how I felt it would be so cool to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually come at WUG intentionally. I'm from a pretty small town, no music scene. I was in like band, that's about it. Like when I say no music scene, I mean like no record store, like not a venue for miles. And so just like coming here, it's just so different. And just being in the lobby, people talk about music all the time. And I wouldn't say like music's something I need to talk about like 24/7, but you know, it kind of made me realize, I was like, it's such a huge part of my life. I'm here every day, like all the time, and not because I necessarily have to be. So it just kind of showed me, like, it's like I can have a job that I, like, that's with my hobbies and something that I'm, like, super passionate about.
I am at WUOG at the University of Georgia right now. I'm talking to Elizabeth Kim and Mal Holmes on the World Cafe for our Sense of Place Athens, Georgia series. You both have chosen a few songs, two songs each,
mm-hmm.
one older one and one newer one,
yes.
to play for us today. From, they aren't necessarily from Athens artists?
Three of them are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Elizabeth, why don't you go first? What is your older pick?
This was so hard for me to pick. I wanted to do everything from like B-52's REM to Elephant Six, but I went with Shiny Happy People by REM. REM did have their first show. It was on WUOG. Also, Bill Berry was also on WUOG for a while, and he was like one of their radio personalities I've seen. And it's just kind of crazy to listen to that song for me and just kind of be here and be like, it's crazy to think that if not literally, like, you know, we were in the same spot as them at a certain point. You talk to anyone that's gone here, especially like my parents' generation. I have a few family friends that have been here, and they're like, oh yeah, we used to go watch like REM at the 40 Wall all the time. And I'm just like, that's crazy. So I just thought like that one, it's one of their more popular songs. I could have gone with a deep cut, but I think that one really highlights like how they started from such small place and then they made it to a world stage.
Okay, so on World Cafe, here's REM, Shiny Happy People.
Love around, love.
That was Shiny Happy People from REM. I'm Raina Duras on World Cafe. We are in Athens, Georgia for our Sense of Place series, and I'm talking to Elizabeth Kim and Mal Holmes, who are both music directors at WUOG 90.5. All right, Mal, it's your turn to pick an older track.
I chose Up Up Montreal's Everything Disappears When You Come Around. Similarly to REM, they're one of the bands that made it big one of the artists that made it big from like back in the day, but different only because it's not as big. Like, yeah. I feel like Of Montreal's a band, like, if you're a music nerd, you're gonna know, but I don't feel like just anyone will know. And I wanna highlight that, because, like, Athens has some deep cut big bands, and I just wanted to highlight that. And then also, genre wise was more of my thought process in picking my choices. So, Of Montreal is like the indie rock vibe that was really popular during this time. But yeah, so like 90s is that grunge vibe, rock. So a lot of like Athens bands from that time are in that genre of music. So I feel like it really showcases like how the progression of WUOG and also Athens music scene has gone. So like when we think of like local bands today, even a lot of them, when we think of them ourselves, like as DJs or WUOGers, we'll be like, yeah, that's one of, like, this is an Athens band because it's indie rock, like that old kind of gritty grunge sound. So that's why I wanted to pick Of Montreal and that song.
Let's listen to it. Everything Disappears When You Come Around. It's Of Montreal on World Cafe.
When you come around, everything else disappears. My ears disappear when you come around. Everything else vanishes. Crowds slowly fade when you come around. Everything evaporates when you come around, around, around. On the news at night, they talk about the disappearance. Mouth disappears when you come around. Everything else vanishes. Birds have no heads when you come around. Everything loses its legs when you come around, around, around. On the news at night, they talk about the abnormal need. Disappear when you come around. Everything else vanishes.
On World Cafe, that was Of Montreal, Everything Disappears When You Come Around, a band from Athens, Georgia, where I am for Sense of Place today on World Cafe. I'm here with Elizabeth Kim and Mal Holmes, both music directors at WUOG at the University of Georgia. So, I mean, you guys are, you're young. You weren't here when REM was playing their first show. How much did you know about the history of this station when you started working at it?
Absolutely nothing.
I'm still learning.
Yeah,
she knows a lot more than I do.
I've also been here a little bit longer.
So before we get to your new songs, what do you see as your role and WUOG's role now in the music scene that's happening like today?
I feel like our purpose here is kind of just to amplify, like, it's similar to the, I would assume, the music directors of back then, where the mm-hmm. goal is to amplify voices who are not only local, but who are these small bands outside of Athens just wanting to grow and get airplay. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like the purpose of our jobs hasn't really shifted in terms of anything major. It's really just like these new bands, these altering bands who are now today.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. I completely agree. I don't think the spirit of the role has changed at all.
Yeah.
I do think WUOG plays a pretty big role in like getting word out about shows. Here, it's still definitely a word of mouth thing. It's mm-hmm. just like, because even if you're not on social media, you're going to hear about a show that's happening and all your friends are going to go to.
Yeah.
And I do think that WUOGers kind of show up in hordes to shows that probably wouldn't have mm-hmm. like as big of a following.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that's what you hope your radio station will do.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's like, not trying to sound like we're making these bands or anything mm-hmm. like that. But, you know, like, we get excited for shows.
Okay, well, we've got some new songs
yeah.
I want you to talk about. Maybe you'll introduce people listening to a new band. Elizabeth, do you want to start?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I might have to flip a coin here. I was really in between two different songs. I think I'm gonna go
with your heart.
I'll say Suck Up by Honey Puppy.
And tell us about Honey Puppy.
Honey Puppy is one band of like part of a collective called Hardtack, which is, they're kind of like a pretty big collective here in Athens, and it's a lot of different bands like Nuclear Tourism and Telemarket, who you guys are talking to later. And it's definitely more of like an experimental and punk and definitely just like alternative in like the pure sense of the word, like kind of collective where they throw house parties and they help organize shows. It shows that you don't need to have like a label to, you know, like put things together. They're female led, which is kind of different from the other bands, I think. And I don't know, they're not twee, but I think they have like this cuteness to them that you don't see in a lot of punk bands, which I think really makes them stand out. And they're a really fun live show. Josie, who is their lead singer, I don't know, I love her stage presence. I think she's so different from a lot of female artists. And I do believe that they went to UGA and they were in the MBUS program, the music business program here. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Honey Puppy is just, the reason I chose them specifically is because, you know, they're definitely, mm-hmm. I think, something that defines our sound right now.
Yeah.
I love Honey Puppy, what can I say?
Let's check it out. Here's Honey Puppy with Suck Up on World Cafe.
I'm ready.
You're listening to The World Cafe. That was Honey Puppy. The song was called Suck Up. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Kim and Mal Holmes of WUOG at the University of Georgia as WUOG 90.5, the student-run station at UGA. And right now, talking about a couple of songs you've both chosen, newer songs that sort of define the sound of the station. Mm-hmm. Mal, what did you choose?
So I chose Joe's End of Beginning. Joe, if you don't know, he is Joe Keery from Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. And so I was, again, going with the whole genre thing, I was really trying to think of, like, where we are now as a station. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of our DJs, especially, like, for specialty shows, have a focus towards psychedelic-type music. And so I was deciding between this and, like, one other thing, but he gets a bit more airplay. Mm-hmm. And also relevant is he just came out of philosophy.
Because of TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah. TikTok.
Also, you can't play him
We can't
anymore.
Play him anymore, but he was a big favorite in the station. Like, we really love to play him. It kind of hurts us. Like, we're so happy.
It doesn't,
but it
you
hurts.
You were there for them this whole time, yeah. And I don't get to reap the rewards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I'm incredibly happy that he's being successful. It just, I don't know, as, like, a music nerd, somebody who kind of gatekeeps a little bit, it does hurt. But the song itself is, like, it has a psychedelic element to it. It's very synthy, electronic. Yeah. But it's not EDM. It's not going into EDM. No. He just, I don't know, I like his sound. Like, he plays around nicely. Like, it's just a really solid song. I feel like a lot of music right now is going to psychedelic, but it's not top 40s popular. Yeah. So it kind of plays into, like, what we as a station, what we as, like, 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 23-year-olds are really liking right now in terms of music. And so I think it's just an interesting transition between from when WUOG was kind of starting in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and where we are now.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to Joe, End of Beginning, and we'll come back.
Yes.
Just one more tear to cry, one teardrop from my eye. You better save it for the middle of the night when things aren't back in white. And the troubadour, remember 24.
That was End of Beginning from Joe, and that brings us to the end of our conversation. I'm talking to Elizabeth Kim and Mal Holmes from the University of Georgia and their student-run radio station, WUOG, or WUOG. They're both music directors here. I really enjoyed talking to you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
No, this it was so amazing. Much fun.
Thanks so much for thinking about this. I like got the email and I was like, little old me? What?
Crazy. Imposter syndrome.
Yeah,
no, you guys know what you're talking about.
Yeah, thank you.
No, this was so much fun. I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation. I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Do you wish stories could unfold over 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? You tired of doomscrolling, trying to find humanity, or maybe a deeper understanding of why the world is the way it is? Listen to Embedded, NPR's original documentary series. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.